It's time for the Alcorn Archive on WEOL, presented by EcoTree Services. EcoTree is owned by second-generation family arborists, so make them your complete tree care company. Learn more online at EcoTreeServices.com. I'm Bruce Van Dyke, and it wouldn't be the Alcorn Archives without Tim Alcorn. What are we doing today, Tim? Where are we going back to?
Well, Bruce, with WEOL going back to the Priebus tournament this weekend down in LaGrange and Wellington, one of the classic and elite softball tournaments as far as the state of Ohio is concerned, I thought we would take a look back 5 years. Now, it's not a game at the Priebus, but it's a team at the Priebus that has been there year in and year out and really has come on to become one of the top softball programs in Lorain County, if not the state, and that's the Amherst Lady Comets. And back in 2016, they made their very first appearance in the state Final Four as they would advance to the Division I Final Four at Firestone Stadium in Akron. Well, of course, to get there, they had to win their district and their regional, so we're going to go back to the regional semifinal, the Sweet 16 game, as Amherst took on White House Anthony Wayne. Amherst was under head coach Lacey Reichert, who has done a phenomenal job as the head coach of the Lady Comets, 23-5 on the year, taking on an Anthony Wayne team that was 19-4. So Lacey Reichert, in her third year, has gotten the Lady Comets to the Sweet 16 up at Clyde High School. So we'll recap this one. And for Amherst, they were starting a freshman pitcher, Madison Oberg. And boy, what an unbelievable career she would end up having at Amherst. But she was only a freshman in this game in the regional semi as they take on Anthony Wayne. So here we go. Let's get to the highlights. And boy, I'll tell you what, this was one very tight contest throughout. Three scoreless innings to start things off. And then finally, in the top of the fourth, it was actually White House Anthony Wayne that would grab the 1-0 lead as they would get a solo home run from their third baseman, Sam Haas. Count 0-2 on Sam Haas. She fouled out to the right fielder, Madison Harris, her first time up. Sent one foul down the right field line. There's plenty of room in foul territory here at Clyde. That pitch sent high and deep to left, and it is gone. Sam Haas with a solo home run here in the top of the fourth, and Anthony Wayne leads it 1-0. Sam Haas with a blast to left to give the Lady Generals a 1-0 lead. So it would be Amherst having to come from behind in this ball game, and they would answer right back in the bottom of the fourth inning, as in that bottom of the fourth, Ashley Dahman, well, she was a terrific senior center fielder for the Lady Comets. She would lead off the fourth with a single. Lady Comets trail this one 1-0. Dahman rips that one into left center field. It'll get down for a base hit. So Ashley Dahman leading things off for Amherst here in the fourth with a single to left. So Dahman's on first, nobody out. After a pop out, that would then bring up Madison Spataro. She would pop out as well. So two down, a runner at first, and Madison Oberg, the freshman pitcher who I told you about, was also a pretty good hitter on the year, batting .330 coming into the ball game, and it looked like the inning might be over as Oberg bounced one to short. Right-handed batter facing her counterpart in the circle, Caitlin Ray. The pitch grounded to short. Kirshner has it. Throws across, low throw, and it bounces off the glove of Kaylee Miller at first. Moving over to third is Dahman. And the inning stays alive for the Amherst Lady Comets. Yeah, Dahman would go all the way over to third, and Madison Oberg would reach on that air. And, boy, you never want to give a team an extra out in the inning. So Amherst still alive here in the bottom of the fourth, and that would bring up their number 7 hitter in the lineup and only a sophomore, Lauren Kacher. But, boy, did Lauren Kacher come through in a big way for Amherst.
The 1-2 pitch. That ball is skied to left field, and it is off the fence. Dahman scores easily. Rounding third is Chrysler. She will score. And it's a two-out, two-run double from Lauren Kacher. And the Lady Comets have a 2-1 lead. Actually, Chrysler was courtesy running for Madison Oberg. So Chrysler and Dahman score on that huge two-out, two-run double from Lauren Kacher. And so Amherst grabs a 2-0 lead. So after Anthony Wayne with the run in the top of the fourth, boy, the Comets answer right back. Then in the bottom of the fifth, Amherst had a chance to add to their 2-1 lead. After one out, Amherst would have Madison Cruzado, their leadoff hitter, draw a walk. Sarah Miller would then single. And after Ashley Dahman popped out, Ashley Cogdill would then single. So with the bases loaded and two down in the bottom of the fifth and Amherst hanging on to that 2-1 lead, in stepped Madison Spataro, and an opportunity for Amherst to really blow the game wide open was derailed by a great defensive play.
Here comes the 2-2 pitch. That ball's hit into center field, and a running catch is made by Erica Ziegler. Boy, a terrific play by Ziegler to take a hit away from Madison Spataro. So Amherst leads them loaded here in the bottom of the fifth. We head to the sixth. Lady Comets still up 2-1.
So the Lady Comets had an opportunity there, but again, the great play out in center field by Ziegler. So the lead stayed at 2-1, and it remained that way until the top of the seventh inning. And then in the top of the seventh, it would be Anthony Wayne that would tie the ball game. And unfortunately for the Amherst Lady Comets, it came on the result of an error.
Two balls, two strikes on Olivia Thomas with two down and a runner at first. Madison Oberg delivers. That ball ripped to right field. That'll be a base hit. Scooped up by Madison Harris. Quick throw in. They got to play at third. And the throw goes over the head of Cogdill. But everybody's going to stay where they are. Well, they might have had a play at third on Haas. But the ball went over the head of Ashley Cogdill. And so the inning stays alive for Anthony Wayne. Thomas ends up down at second. And at third is Sam Haas.
So with that tying run at third, Amherst again would try to close this ball game out. Unfortunately, they weren't able to do it on the next batter.
So Alyssa Ansara is batting here in the seventh for Molly Bitwork. The tying run at third with one out. Boy, Alyssa is only a freshman. Oh, what a tough situation to put a ninth grader in. Pinch hitting in the seventh in a regional semi. But she's facing a freshman in Oberg. There's a bunt down the third baseline. They hold the runner at third. Throw to first. In time! Great play by Ashley Cogdill. Oh, the alertness of Cogdill to look that runner back. And there are two down. So Amherst is now one out away. Smith had to hug that bag at third. What a great job by Cogdill.
So two down and a runner at third, and Amherst one out away from a trip to the Elite Eight. And so once again, Anthony Wayne would go with a pinch hitter in the top of the seventh inning, and it looked like the game was going to be over. But unfortunately, that wasn't the case.
Donier hitting for the number nine hitter, Erica Ziegler. Two down in the seventh. Amherst one out away from a trip to the Elite Eight. Trying to join Keystone from Lorain County in the final eight in the state. The pitch is sent high to right center field on the run. It's dropped out in right field by Madison Harris. The tying run scores. And down to second goes Donier.
So an error by Amherst would tie the ball game. They were able to get out of it in the top of the seventh, still with the game tied at two. So we go to the bottom of the seventh inning in a 2-2 tie up at Clyde. And Amherst would have the top of the order in Madison Cruzado leading things off. And Madison Cruzado would walk. She would go to second on a single by Sarah Miller. And then Ashley Dahman would single. So the bases were loaded for the Lady Comets. And after Ashley Cogdill would hit into a fielder's choice where the runner got thrown out at home, that would bring on Madison Spataro. One out, bases loaded, bottom of the seventh.
Rosado is retired. Everybody moves up.
Madison Spataro.
Over to third goes Sarah Miller. Down to second is Dahman. Cogdell reaches on the fielder's choice. They're still loaded with one out. Madison Spataro will step in, as now it's Miller that represents the game-winning run at third. One out. Spataro loops one into right field. It'll get down for a base hit. Sarah Miller scores the game-winning run, and Amherst wins it by a final of 3-2. The Lady Comets are heading to the Elite Eight. Indeed, it was Spataro that came up with that game-winning hit to score Sarah Miller. Lady Comets win it, and they would indeed advance to the Elite Eight on Saturday to take on Brecksville. They would beat Brecksville in that regional final by a score of 3-0 to advance to the Final Four, the first time that the Lady Comets had advanced to the state tournament down at Firestone Stadium in Akron. But a thrilling game in the regional semifinal. Amherst with the rally in the bottom of the seventh to win it 3-2. And of course, Amherst, along with so many more other teams this weekend over in LaGrange and Wellington for the Priebus tournament. So, Bruce, I thought that would be a fun game to look back on as far as the Elkhorn archive.
Absolutely. And we're just about a month away from all the excitement of the postseason for baseball and softball. Look forward to all those exciting games from our local teams for sure.
No doubt. There's nothing like tournament time as far as baseball and softball is concerned. That's a lot of fun. And as we've said before, so many memories over at Clyde High School. And that certainly was a thrilling game for the Amherst fans and those young ladies.
There we go, back to May of 2016, Amherst in the softball tournament action. Today's Elkhorn Archive, presented by EcoTree Services. EcoTree is owned by second-generation family arborists, so make them your complete tree care company. Learn more online at EcoTreeServices.com. For Tim Elkhorn, I'm Bruce Van Dyke on WEOL.